The Cosmic Tarot. Key number 19. Cosmic Tarot Key number 19, the Sun. This awareness indicates that you consider in this reading on the Sun, the concept of expansion. When energies move outward in expansive actions, when they move far enough, they begin to break apart and move into smaller units. These smaller units begin to become individual particles or parts of the totality. When consciousness did expand too far, it moved into that action of breaking apart and creating that which is termed separateness. As these parts broke apart, they began to cool. This cooling created that which is termed matter. As consciousness moved into matter through the cooling and slowing down of vibration, these individual parts or particles of this conscious light did take on an identification of self. In assuming an identification of self, they did in essence separate themselves through that assumption, from the Godhead of universal consciousness. Anything that expands does eventually contract. What radiates outward, eventually comes back to its source. The movement of energies in the universe outward in all directions created those rays and places within the universe, which became separated from other rays and places, and then cooled. This became likened unto shafts of light that moved outward and eventually circled and made contact with other shafts of light. Visualize an octopus-like creature made of light whose tentacles reach outward. These tentacles, in reaching out, eventually come in contact with other tentacles. Many of these tentacles, not realizing the source, they're tied to the head of this creature, thinking that they are in themselves an entity, contact other tentacles and assume that they are speaking to a separate entity, that they are dealing with a separate entity. These tentacles do not realize that they are but of the same source as that other tentacle with which they communicate. These tentacles then begin to feel conflict and hostility toward each other and begin to struggle and fight for supremacy. Such tentacles then may destroy one another. This action occurs only because the nerve connections to the head have been severed. Likewise, all entities are joined to the Godhead, to this awareness, to that Supreme Being by whatever name, but through nerves and lack of communication, entities are unaware of this fact, and many entities begin to battle each other on the assumption that they are separate from the other. Every human face is every other human face, and all are but the extension of this awareness. In present time, a vast change is occurring across the face of this planet. This may be likened unto a garden in which weeds have long grown and battled each other for the right to be and to grow, wherein those weeds of greater strength have crowded out the weaker weeds. In recent times, there have been seeds planted in consciousness, in this garden, by this awareness through its channels, through those who have planted their seeds in fertile ground. These seeds planted in consciousness as concepts have begun to develop and have taken root and now are sprouting. The flower power that is growing from these seeds is that which is now beginning to blossom forth its fruit. Throughout this planet, those forces which have tuned into that force of love and have planted and sown their activities and nourished their behavior with the warmth and sunlight of love, are now beginning to experience the springtime of their efforts. The blossoming forth of this new age is beginning to be seen at this time. As these flowery expressions of new life and new being begin to occur, they shall grow with such vitality that the weeds which so long ruled this planet Earth shall find themselves losing control of their own hold and gradually shriveling. This new being that springs forth at this time is that which has a multitude of tongues, a multitude of eyes, a multitude of expressions. This is that which is blossoming forth in many unexpected levels, which shall come from the ashes and dregs of the polluted and barren and garbage-covered areas. Consciousness, as well as the planet itself, has long been polluted. This pollution of consciousness, just as the pollution of the earth, is that which becomes a catalyst through which alchemical action can serve as an energizing force which fertilizes and accelerates the growth of these new beings, these new creatures, these new expressions of beauty and love. Entities shall begin to discover how mutations take place through form and through consciousness. The mutations that occur at the end of one age and in the beginning of a new age are those that will be experienced. The reptilian age did end with the actions of mammals being more adaptable. The present age of power is ending with the actions of mercy as being more adaptable. The changes that are occurring are related to forces that have become so intense they can no longer contain their way and direction. This is likened unto energy that has moved in certain directions with certain intensities for so long a time that these energies have finally reached that point of saturation, wherein their own being stops them. Evil, if there is such a thing, is nothing other than too much good. This is being understood by many on this plane at this time. The sun gives nourishment, but too much sun creates pain and difficulties. This awareness indicates that a good thing taken too far, in excess, creates that which causes difficulties and problems. The present time movement from the action of power on the outer plane moving into the inner plane is taking the accent from physical confrontations into areas of psychic confrontations, wherein concepts shall be at war with one another, rather than entities being at war with one another over concepts. The outer plane did battle between forces fighting over concepts. The inner plane will create concepts battling one another over the outer expressions. These expressions will be concerned with how best they can serve that which is on the outer plane. The actions of playing with the creative forces is symbolized by this card. Playing with the creative forces can become very serious or can be very light. All entities play with creative forces, but some are more attentive to what their actions do and to the repercussions of those actions. The ego or the will or the desire to act is that which manipulates the creative forces of the universe. Each action and each will to act as an individual is that which may come in conflict with other individuals. When this conflict occurs, this may be likened unto the battle of two serpents. Many entities have within them many separate wills or desires which are constantly battling for supremacy. This is symbolized by the Greek goddess Medusa, wherein the many serpents represent the hair of her head. These serpents, each trying to outmaneuver the other and strike the other, are nothing other than wills and desires that battle for supremacy. This occurs not only within the individual, but also within the society and within the actions of mankind. These conflicts of will have long been the norm, but now this is changing. There is now coming into being that action which is of response, rather than of desire. The response itself to that which is needed and necessary at any moment does not require any action of will or desire. This action of response does respond to that which is occurring in such a way as not to violate any part of consciousness that is present in its situation, and wherein all particles gradually move into actions of response, rather than of will. This becomes likened unto co-creating with the universal force. This is different than many entities working for a common goal. The common goal action has been used in the past and is called organization. Co-creativity is not working for a common goal, but is working with the Spirit, with God, with this awareness in an action that is of a higher level, that is in tune with that which is moving in consciousness. This leads into what is termed the collective consciousness. This may be thought of as the gathering of forces, and as one being as part of this gathering, has gathered and given his energy to that which is occurring, this is the co-creative action. Entities' actions in being given to that which is occurring, wherein this action is given in love and concern and consideration for others as well as for oneself, is likened unto the energy that is given to the sun which allows the sun to transform that energy and give it back as light. Understand the workings of the sun, that the sun does not simply sit and burn itself, giving off light through its own burning, but does collect forces that are unseen by human eyes that move at such high speed into such a point of intensity that they have no choice but to burst into flame and radiate outward. This may be understood by those who have studied science as being similar to that which is the neutron star or the dark star, that hole in space in which forces move into denser and denser levels until they simply disappear from the physical realm of the universe. In relation to the sun, energies are being drawn in and absorbed by the sun. These energies move at rates much faster than the speed of light. This is 16 times the speed of light. This is but a general starting point, and some energies move at higher rates than that, while others move at slower rates. The absorption of these energies toward a center, toward the focal point of that spot in space, that hole in space, is that which moves into such pressure and intensity that it simply must slow down. In the slowing down, this energy does turn into that matter which is called fire, or sun, or light. This sunlight is the early stages of materialization. As this energy slows to the 49th octave and creates that matter which is called light, this light then is transformed from that energy, and moves out through space as sunlight and rays of sunlight. When this sunlight contacts the atmosphere of your planet, this atmosphere slows that sunlight down. It is through that slowing down process that the eyes begin to see the reflection. The reflection does begin to create that which is called daylight. In striking the atmosphere, the particles of sunlight are also slowed, and this slowing down process creates friction through the pressure of atmosphere upon the sunlight, and this then creates heat. The warmth that is created in turn radiates outward and touches those objects that appear to be solid, and this warmth is slowed down and does create elements of life energies, and when slowed to certain rates, does create those temperatures that allow varying forms of life energies to exist. The sun striking the moon and allowing that reflected light to pass upon Earth through its atmosphere creates that vibration and speed of energy that is associated with psychic energy and emotional energy, and this sets up a certain rhythm. This emotional and psychic energy is related to magnetism, which can be stored or released or sent from place to place through direction of consciousness, through direction of the pineal gland in particular, and this may be stored in the body and transformed through the seven psychic centers, moving from the gonads upward. In relation to the change and transformation and slowing down or speeding up of energies, understand that all energy, whether physical, liquid, gaseous, fiery, or akashic, is the same energy at different rates of speed. There are many combinations of such energies. The human body contains that speed which is physical, does contain that speed which is airy, does contain that speed which is liquid, and that speed which is fiery. All of these are likewise accompanied by lesser or greater degrees of energies. Consider the worship of the sun in past civilizations. The symbolic understanding of the sun worshippers was that the sun was the reflector of the force of God. The sun was the mediator between this force and the earth. Entities having human eyes and ears were unable to see with the spiritual senses the workings of that invisible force that creates throughout the universe. Through the sun, this force is transformed into the vibrations, which can be seen by the sense of sight. For this reason, the sun was worshipped not as God, but as a mediator or as a reflection of God. The Christian religion is but a personified version of the early sun worshippers. The Son of God was but a personalized story describing this earlier myth. These myths were truths in the sense of a valid concept describing universal forces. The Christ consciousness is described by the Christian stories, and those who fully understand the esoteric meaning behind the Christian and Krishna philosophies or religions, realize that Christ or Krishna is in reference to the crystal clarity of consciousness that is moving at that vibration that cannot be seen, which has no form, but which permeates all things. This is the primary substance, and this is the meaning of the Father and Son being one. The Son, in terms of individual ego, is that which represents the conscious mind, whereas the moon represents the unconscious mind. The concept of Lucifer is that wherein the conscious mind, the ego, the crystal clear consciousness, that Christ consciousness, did err in turning to look at itself and glory in its light. When there is a turning and looking at one's own spirituality and glorying in that level of spirituality, one does move into the Luciferian consciousness. This then becomes the mind. The mind itself is nothing more than consciousness that turns and glories in its own activities. The mind is but a reflection of the clear consciousness. When there is pure attention and response to what is occurring, there is no room for mind to turn and glory in its activities. The building of the ego through thought and personal achievement activities, through efforts of will, does lead to this Luciferian consciousness. This leads to that possibility of what is termed ego death, whether on personal levels or on social or worldwide scales. This action of ego death is that which occurs when the mind, in looking at its own structure and glorying in its achievements, suddenly realizes that it is nothing but a reflection of the reality, and the reality is the crystal clear consciousness. It is this crystal clear consciousness that creates the energy that slows to make the sun, which slows to bring about the speed of light that is called sunlight. This crystal clear consciousness did create the materialized sun, which does shine upon this planet. In this sense, those beings on higher planes look at the sun much as the scientists of this plane look at certain orbital satellites as their creations. The energies being given at this time are of greater intensity than before. The requirement for more attention is that which is necessary and will increase. The general speeding up of time and space, the general speeding up of intensification of activities and concepts in their fruition and dissolvements, is that which does and will require more and more of entities. Entities are growing to meet these demands in their consciousness, in their expanding awareness. Those who do not grow to meet these demands shall find themselves lost and left behind and confused as to what is occurring. Many entities that now are in positions of power, but without great understanding of what actually is occurring, shall find themselves falling from those positions, while others move into higher levels of responsibility to take their place. Those who are using methods of manipulation and control and force to maintain their position, those who are using secrecy and organization to promote themselves at the expense of others, shall find themselves being pushed aside, not by the actions of others, but by the mere attention and realization that they are exposed. There is nothing they can do that is not understood. They are pushed aside by the sword of truth. In their stead, there come the actions of a new being that rises up and expresses its art and beauty and joy and love, and through co-creative activities, does smooth the weeds that have for so long ruled this garden.